Sigrid DeWeese and Jesse Newman founded InStar as an event series with a mission to bring local and regional performers across genres to facilitate community building in the Midwest music scenes and showcase local artisans. Here in the studio to tell us about the InStar concept, music, art, and bugs, our festival is the festival coordinator, Sigrid DeWeese. And Sigrid, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. Stoked to be here.
So wait a minute. Bugs?
Bugs.
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 What is your favorite bugs, and why are we talking about bugs?
Well, my favorite bug is, that's a really loaded question, but I would
Let's start with the favorite bug.
The first bug I ever fell in love with, this might sound like a contrarian answer, but it is the truth, is the American cockroach.
Oh.
I just think they're so fascinating in the way that they basically can't be killed.
Right, and there's so much hatred for
them.
I
know, and they really are just minding their business.
Right, they're just doing their thing.
Do you have a pet cockroach?
I do. I have Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Really?
And they
how many?
Hiss.
They hiss. I did have six.
Wow.
They have pretty short lifespans, so I just have one. It's on my to-do list to order some more from the breeder.
Oh, okay, there you go. They're not like normal cockroaches, like you have one or you have two and then you have 12.
Well,
you have 24,
I only have males so that they don't breed.
Okay, that
wow.
does make
so
sense.
That it
otherwise,
keeps it controlled.
Then, you know, you go on a short vacation, you come back, your house is completely
crazy, yeah.
full of hissing.
Exactly.
Do you like teach them tricks or anything?
Man, I wish that they would listen to me enough for me to teach them tricks.
I just had this flash ahead. You know, I was in Baraboo last week at the Circus World, and then that'd be perfect. They could have a little circus of cockroaches. I'm really getting off base.
I would pay so much money for that.
The reason we're here, though, is now let's make the connection to the bugs and then the music,
mm-hmm,
right? Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that connected?
Well, right.
I was going to say, the next question, Rob, is the term InStar is not from the latest science fiction flick streaming on TV. It has something to do with insects. What is InStar? Why did you choose this name for the festival?
Right. So the festival is called InStar or InStar Experience. This will be our third go around here coming up. And we chose the name InStar, myself and my co-coordinator, Jesse Neumann, because we both are bug aficionados. And an InStar is effectively the period of time between each molt that happens in the life cycle of an insect. So you go from the instar of a larval period to then a chrysalis to then a butterfly. You know, it can happen in that's just one example. It can happen in many different arthropod species. But we really loved that idea, the way that it evoked growth and change, and what we were hoping to accomplish, are hoping to accomplish with this this festival series, is that we are watching these underground bands and makers grow. And some of them have played, like Dad Bods, who's headlining InStar 3 coming up. They played InStar 1, and it'll be really awesome to see how far they've come since then. You know, what InStar they're in now.
Right?
So that's
awesome.
The story behind that.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Now, what is the mission of InStar?
The mission of InStar was to sort of cross-pollinate a lot of different sub-genres of the Madison and greater Midwest music scene, because
I like how you used cross-pollinate.
Yes,
another bug term.
It's the science connection.
It's just, it's in there. It's baked in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to sort of bring together different acts that maybe would otherwise not play on a bill together. I'm a big fan of mixed bills, and I feel like that's always a really cool thing to see. And it's been really gratifying to see at past InStars these bands that, you know, maybe there's a rap act from the Twin Cities we had at InStar 2, and a jazz funk group playing on the same bill, and then chatting with each other, becoming friends, and then building bills together later on.
Right.
It's just we're hoping to create community, create that cross-pollination.
Genre bending.
Genre bending, yeah.
So InStar 3 will be held at the Cardinal Bar in Madison from noon to 10 p.m. on September 7th. Tell us about InStar 3, the festival, and what we can expect to experience this year.
Totally. So we have it set up so that the first half of the day will be populated by sort of quieter acts, a lot of singer-songwriter, folk, sort of acoustic stuff, because we will also have a lot of really awesome local craftspeople and vendors. So it'll be sort of craft fair with a music component throughout the first half of the day. And then the vendors will clear out around 6, and we will have our louder bands for the rest of the evening. Those will be, this time around, Winifred RT from Chicago, Lowboy, and Yoke and Dad Bods will be the louder bands. But before that, it'll be kind of a makers fest and acoustic music.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, I read something about a sensor-friendly shopping hour. What exactly is that?
Right. Sensory-friendly shopping hour is something that we've been doing since InStar 1 that's really near and dear to our hearts. It is the first hour of the event, which will be from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., will be music-free. It'll be sort of lowered lighting, no like music or sound or anything happening, a limited number of patrons in the shopping space to provide a time frame with which folks who have sensory processing issues or who just, you know, feel really overstimulated by most of the rest of the day can still participate and still experience InStar. And masks will be required during that period as well.
Cool.
We're here with Sigra, organizer of the event InStar 3, and that's happening at the Cardinal Bar on September 7th. Tell us about the, you told us about the artists coming in, but tell us about Dad Bods, because I haven't heard of them.
And, oh, you haven't? Wow, I'm actually kind of surprised. They're kind of blowing up.
Yeah, they're coming to me now, right?
Yeah, they are. Dad Bods is awesome. They are a very loud, brash, punk experimental duo of Sean Horvath and Chris Flowers, two pals of mine that I've known since middle school, actually. grabbing onto their coattails, riding their sky rise to fame with them. But they're awesome. It's a bass and drums duo. And it is very much, these two guys have played music together for like 15 years. And that really comes across on stage, the way they just seamlessly talk to each other non-verbally to make choices about the music, because a lot of it is like improvised. And it's really loud and really exciting and really lively and just bombastic and a lot of fun.
Are they like really skinny or do they really have dad bods?
they are really, really strong, but also kind of have that dad bod like look. Yeah.
I think she's walking the line there.
They are both like weightlifter guys though.
InStar 3 takes place at the Cardinal Bar on Madison's Near East Side on September 7th from noon to 10 p.m. How can people get tickets and find more about InStar 3?
Yeah, the easiest way probably would be to go to our Instagram page or our Facebook, though our Instagram is a little bit more, we're on there a little bit more, and that is at InStar Experience on Instagram. And in our bio, there's a link to buy tickets, a link to more information, etc. about the event.
Now, I heard there's a sliding scale.
There is a sliding scale, yes. That was something our co-coordinator that we brought on for InStar 3, Molly Warner, suggested, which we're really excited about.
Sure. Being someone that has no idea what that means.
Sure.
What does that mean?
It's...
So I bring $5, I bring $10, and then I decide which one I give you?
Yeah, it's more like a pay what you can.
All right.
So, you know, if you're really tight on cash, sure, but you like really want to support the bands, really want to check it out and not get FOMO, you can pay $5. If you're, you know, your pockets are a little bit heavier, you're feeling generous, you can throw $5, and all of that profit, everything that we do need to, you know, reimburse ourselves for marketing expenses and whatnot, but all of that profit goes to the bands. So you are directly helping these artists.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's pretty cool. InStar 3 happening September 7th at the Cardinal Bar. Sigra, thank you so much for coming into the studio tonight to tell us all about the InStar event series. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Well, stick around for Live in the Lair featuring the Farleys at 9 p.m. Jen and Mike Farley are performing live tonight in our studio right here on State Street. And it's Indie 45 with Shane Christopher Neal after that at 10 p.m. and Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts till midnight.
I heard
midnight.
He's great.
Where did you hear that?
I think maybe my wife. I don't know.